small children, or maybe have grandchildren, bring your grandchildren. But if you don't have any small children in your life, this is a great way to have small children in your life. So those of you that say to me, I just don't know the young families of the church, this is a perfect way to meet them. So next Friday evening, 6 o'clock.
Just in case you missed it in your bulletin, after church today, there'll be a deacon at each of the exit doors handing out bulletins. This is our Christmas card ministry. On the back of bulletins, handing out bookmarks. On the back of each of the bookmarks is the name of a person along with that person's address. These are our shut-ins, and we'd appreciate it if you could mail a card to the person that's on the back of your bookmark. If they don't all go today, we're going to be passing them out next week too. Thanks.
Good morning, everybody. I'm here on behalf of our entire church. As you know, the Presbytery of the Genesee Valley, which encompasses 69 churches, meets every other month, and that's our governing body for the entire presbytery. Our church is going to be hosting this Tuesday in 2 days. and we would really, this is an opportunity, our mission in our church is to, one of our values is to be hospitable. Well, hospitality also extends to other churches, and it is a great opportunity for us to showcase our wonderful church to the rest of the presbytery. We meet people just for short periods of time, especially, I think our meetings are at 3-4, it goes until probably 8 or something. You don't need to be here that time. We need people specifically like between the 5 and 6 and 5 and 6:30 just to direct people, because we'll be meeting in the sanctuary. We'll then be going to the fellowship hall for dinner. So even if you can help direct, you can help welcome people, it would be really wonderful. So anytime you've got after work, an hour, hour and a half, half an hour, it would be really wonderful. So Tuesday night, thanks very much.
You also have an opportunity this morning to stay and help set up tables and also decorate the Christmas tree. So if you are feeling in the holiday spirit and want to stay and help out, we strongly encourage everyone to stick around and help out. Are there any other announcements this morning? Friends, and let us prepare our hearts, our minds, our whole entire selves to worship.
Restoration, you have blessed us in so many ways. Today we return our blessings and express our thankfulness to you. Bless these gifts and all gathered here, that we might work with you to renew our world. Amen.
Longing for the birth of Jesus. We light the Advent week after week. And I invite the Hotzenlop Stewart family forward. Wait. We long for the Messiah.
To God and one another. And as we go from this place, may we be filled with God's presence around us in all that we say and in all that we do. May God's Spirit go with you. The grace of Jesus Christ surround you, and the Holy Spirit give you the courage to live as people long.
Of our longing, we wait for a sign to appear. God does the unexpected. It is more than we can imagine. Ripping open the heavens, building us anew. We are your people longing. Come, Emmanuel, come to us this day.
When we come to God confessing our sins, we can be assured that we are reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. Please join me in the prayer of confession. Holy God, the prophet Isaiah cried out, longing for you to open the heavens that separate us and come down to make the world know that you are in our midst. Like generations before us, we fail to see the ways you are in creation that is all around us. We all fade like a leaf, and our sin, like the wind, takes us away. Come, grab us, and hold us tight, God, that we may be your people filled with heaven's peace. We ask that you hear our silent prayers of confession. Amen. At God's command, the heavens open, the mountains quake, and love descends as an ever-flowing stream. A light shines in the night, and the night cannot endure. Trust that the power that created you in love now forgives and renews you in the same divine spirit. Rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel comes to restore us all. I'd like to invite the children forward. Good morning.
Better.
Did everybody have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yes. Did you eat turkey? Anybody eat pumpkin pie?
Yes. Good. I'm glad. You know, today is a very special day in the life of the Christian church. It's the first Sunday of what? Advent. That's exactly right. Today starts Advent. It starts the time in which we long for Jesus to be born. Advent is a time in which we prepare for the birth of Jesus. And we do that in the church in lots of ways. You know, whenever a family has a baby, a new baby, whether the baby's born into the family or adopted into the family, they prepare. They do lots of things to prepare for that baby. What are some of the things they do? Anybody say? No? They what? They prepare, they get food into the house. They make the room welcoming. They get ready for everyone to come visit the new baby. That's exactly right. And we in the church are getting ready for Jesus to be born. So during the next 4 weeks, we are going to celebrate Advent, and we're going to get ready for Jesus. We are longing for some of the gifts that Jesus brings to the world. One of the ways we're going to do that is when we gather together up here, we're going to say the same poem every day, every Sunday. And this is the poem. I'm going to teach it to you today, and then I'll say it first, and then you can say it with me. We are longing for baby Jesus to come into our world. Our hearts are ready to welcome baby Jesus. Okay, let's try it again. We are longing for baby Jesus to come into the world. Our hearts are getting ready for baby Jesus. Good job. We're going to talk during Advent about some of the gifts that Jesus brings to our world. And the word we're going to talk about today is reconciliation. That's a hard word. Can you say that with me? Reconciliation.
I brought a way to explain this to you. This is a strip. And let's say you're very mad with your best friend. And that's your best friend, and that's you. And you are so mad you're not even speaking to that person. They did something that just made you mad. In fact, you or the person might be saying mean things, like, I'm never going to be your friend again. But really, in your heart, you miss that friend because you love that friend. And you're longing to be friends again. You're longing to reconcile. And so you go to the friend and you say, you're sorry. And guess what? The friend was missing you too. So you both come together and you're happy again. You're happy again because you've reconciled. During Advent, we're going to make a connection chain. And each week, we're going to connect the gifts that Jesus brings us and see how long we can make this connection chain. But I need your help. I'm going to give each one of you a part of the chain, and today we're going to start by stapling it. And then we're going to take it to one of the prayer stations where people can pray for reconciliation in our world. So I'm going to ask Melissa to help me with this. And we'll start. You can choose what color you want. Yeah, great. There you go. Everybody? All right. Let's see, we'll start our chain over here and then we'll put it to the other chain. I see, you want to put it over here with their chain? How are we coming? You want to connect it in there? All right, yay, good. Add your chain.
All right, if you have extra strips of paper, hang on to them and take them with you to the prayer station. Okay, ready? Connect.
You want to hold it? Together. How are we coming? We're almost done here?
Good job.
This chain is getting long. Anybody needs to add one of theirs? How long do you think we can make it between now and Christmas Eve? A lot?
Okay, we're going to take it to the prayer station, which will be over there. So if you have extra strips of paper during the prayers of the people, you can add to it. Okay?
So who wants to carry it?
Okay.
Okay. Let's go. We'll walk over here. Let's go this way. Follow me.
Yeah.
Good job. All right, put it on the table. And we'll have a prayer.
We're in jail.
All right.
They were until they broke.
Let's have a prayer. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For your promises.
For your promises.
Of baby Jesus.
Of baby Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. You may go back to your families.
The first reading of the word today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have known, enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, God, you came down and the mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our sins, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember sin forever. Now consider, we all are your people. The words I dreaded most as a child came from my mom. Melissa, I am so disappointed in you. My heart would sink, my head would drop, and my eyes would fill with tears. Mom saved these words for when I did something bad. And when it was really bad, she followed them with, "It's going to take a long time for you to earn back my trust. Why don't you go to your room and think about how the choice you made has changed our relationship?" I would lie on my bed and cry, wanting nothing more than to go back in time, make a different choice that wouldn't disappoint the one person who I knew in my heart loved me most. What I came to learn later in life, especially as a mom, is that my mom was very, very good at walking the fine line of making sure I understood that taking responsibility for my actions was not something she inflicted upon me, but was the consequence I assumed for making a choice that caused pain in a relationship. As a kid, I really didn't get that. I would just pout and slam doors and want her just to come in and tell me everything was all right. She could do that. Simply tell me that she wasn't really disappointed, and she could put the relationship back to the way it was before the choice I made. The feeling of longing is a difficult one to sit with, because wouldn't it be so much easier to just skip over all of that and jump right into just what makes us all feel better? The passage we read from Isaiah this morning is part of a long prayer that begins back in chapter 63 and then finishes at the end of chapter 64, the one we read. And the voice of the poet tells how the community of Israel made its own series of choices that changed their relationship with God, who loves them very much. It is a storyline often told throughout the Old Testament, a story that ancient Israel tells on itself, owning up to the failures that overwhelmed even the faithful. The words in chapter 63 sound quite a bit like the prayer of confession we say at the beginning of church, when it says that they rebelled and grieved God. In chapter 64, we not only hear the separation, the longing for God, not merely to look down, but to come down to save them from the consequences of their choices. Israel wants God to make the mountains shake and to connect to them as a potter connects the potter's hands to the clay, shaping and molding and building them to be the people that God has made them to be. When we look deep beneath the immediate circumstances of the choices the people made and the consequences of those decisions, there is that question: how does God connect to us as God's people? On this first Sunday of Advent, we tell these stories and say prayers like this one in Isaiah, because it is often at the times when God seems so far away that we can remember how much we rely on God's reassuring presence and how much we long for God to reconnect and restore us now. How many times have you prayed something that sounds an awful lot like, "Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down"? We long to see a world set right, peace, stability prevailing, justice raining down, and safety surrounding. This kind of longing can be very uncomfortable. It might make us pout. It might make us slam doors. It really can lead to two different things. That longing can fester, causing bitterness and door slamming. Or it can inspire us in faithful hope that the relationship can be restored in new and unexpected ways. The more we are aware of that longing, the more it will help shape and mold our visions of tomorrow and our prayers for today. Prayers prayed with an honest heart shape how we live. So this morning, we are going to take time together in worship to explore our own Advent longings through expressions of prayer. Set up throughout the sanctuary, there are opportunities for you as an individual or a couple people together or families
of all ages to connect to God and one another. Only you can decide how to best tune in to the longing in your heart for God. It might be by remaining in your seat and listening to the music as it plays, or reading the children's stories of fulfillment of God's love that comes in unexpected ways in the Christ child. You might tap into your creative side and imagine with God how the potter shapes us, or gather at the Advent wreath and say a prayer together. Sometimes the only way to express the longings of our heart is to share them with others. Carol Ann and I will be standing behind the organ if you would like someone to pray with you. Friends, as we gather, tune ourselves into the longing of our hearts, the ways in which we long for our relationships to be restored, to connect with God and one another. Before we begin, let us stand together and center ourselves in song. Of the organ will continue to play, and you are invited for the next 15 minutes to take time in prayer. You will know those 15 minutes have concluded when you hear
O come, O come, Emmanuel, and I will invite you then to return to your seat. Let us now take time in prayer.
In heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,